This is Jannoge Torp making the Torpcast for today. I'm right now in Esslingen by the river Neckar in the Stuttgart area of Germany. And these days I've been together with Ise and Hrvoje Sirovina, who are apostles, leaders, pastors of a wonderful church here in Esslingen. And I'd like to talk to Ise. She's a seasoned woman of God, has been around in ministry for 20 plus years, and has accomplished great things in many nations, and has, more than anything, the word that comes to my mind is she stands for integrity in her life, in her message, and in her dreams and opinions. I'd like to ask you, Ise, you and your husband have really been through what surely must be called persecution here in Germany. I'd like to ask you, how is this?
How is this? Yeah. It's a very interesting experience. I remember when I first started the church, I constantly thanked God that we live in a nation free of persecution, because I was so aware of persecution in India and Vietnam and all those Asian and Muslim countries, and I was just grateful and never expected persecution to hit me or us in any way here in Germany. And when suddenly it was like this huge wave rising against us, and while we were in it, it was like, will it ever stop? What will make it stop? It was just quite a shaking. But at the same time, during that whole time of persecution, I really have to say we had the presence of God so strongly in our midst, and we would never want to miss what God did in us and in our midst during this whole time. We didn't lose a single person. Everybody stayed committed to the house, to prayer. It was a time of intense prayer and seeking God, and it was an amazing time, really.
How long did it really last, that big wave?
The big wave, 18 months. Yeah. So it was a long, big wave. We had we were in 25 different newspapers, some major national newspapers. We were on television, not just in Germany, including Switzerland and Austria. We were on four different radio stations, and everything that was spread about us was lies. And my picture was out a lot, because it was about going against my reputation, my name, and it came to a point where I felt uncomfortable going into a bakery or a pharmacy, because I knew they probably have seen my picture and heard something about me on the radio and my first name. You know, not many people have my first name. I think three people in Germany, so it's very easy to detect me. So that was very challenging. And for the church, it was really amazing how God gave us wisdom. People had plans to come into the church and make recordings for a radio station or for a television station, and maybe the evening previous to the service, we just felt, today we're going to take our chairs and just go in the woods. And we've done that several times, and afterwards we found out the people had planned to come in secretly or come in as a surprise with cameras, and we just happened to be not there where they expected us. And we had a lot of instances like that where the radio team wanted to come and so on. And so in the midst of the whole trouble and the emotional thing that comes along with it, it was very exciting to see how God leads and directs us, or led us through the whole challenge. Yeah.
Wow. But it's beautiful to see your church. I had the privilege of being in your church all of yesterday, and around the ice cream bar and downtown, and such a joyous and close-knit, but also such an open bunch of people of all ages, both men and women, lots of German Germans and Croatian Germans and different kinds of Germans.
Yes.
So it's quite an experience, really, to see the normalcy of life and the families that you have and all that. But coming through all this with such quality, you have something to teach us all.
So what would
tell
that
me
be?
Yeah.
I don't
what
know.
Do you think? What has God done in you to so the end result is so beautiful?
I think it has brought us closer to God, and it has worked in us a commitment that we know really tough things can happen to us in Germany, whether we go in the streets, whether we just keep being normal Christians, whether we go into spiritual warfare and we do things that in our eyes may just be kind and lovely things. People from the outside and spirits from the outside consider it differently, and they can rise up in a very, very mean way. Mm. And when people that gather in our church, often even before they decide to join our ministry, we tell them, we just want you to know it's very possible that you can get persecuted just for being a member here. Mm. But the people, they feel the love of God in our midst so much, and they get the heart of commitment and dedication. And we have many people, I can say that I believe they would give their lives for the gospel, because they just say, he's worth it. He's worth it that we give everything for him. And they are just radical. The only one who's worth it to give your life for is Jesus.
Yeah.
So, and there's a revelation of it. It's not a Christianity because, you know, Jesus makes me happy, healthy, wealthy, and gives me a husband or something like that. It's Christianity. It is possible that we will have to pay a price. And many times when we pray, the Holy Spirit asks us again, will you lay down your life again? Are you ready to be persecuted? One time we were praying about the children in the city, and the Holy Spirit said, well, are you ready to lay down your lives for the Muslim kids? Are you ready to receive persecution when you reach out to the Muslim kids? And you know, having gone through persecution, that brings up a little bit of fear, because these guys are radical. And you hear about the murders because of honor among the Muslim people. And, you know, this is a real thing. And we have reached out to some Muslim kids, and we talked to the authorities of the city, and they said, their father, we just want to let you know, he smiles in your face, but he could show up with a bomb one day. Just to let you know, you can do what you want to. So it's it's an interesting challenge, but we believe we need to reach out to everybody and not look after our comfort zone while being wise at the same time, because people need Jesus. The Muslims need Jesus, and God needs people who will lay down their lives and not look after their own welfare, but who are ready to go through the fire again and again and again. We don't have any guarantee that it won't happen again, because the media is set up to make small churches, free churches, look like evil cults. And we have been talked about as one of the most dangerous cults in the whole of Germany, which is...
but you know, Isa, I'm you know, in my travels in Europe, I find that the persecution of charismatic Christendom is quite heavy in many nations. In Belgium, it's rough.
France is
very rough. In parts of Italy, in Greece, definitely, in Croatia, very much, and many other nations, Denmark also. So you're definitely not alone in that. But you have faced maybe stiffer than most in the West European nations.
And probably I expected it less. I think if you start something in Croatia and you come out of the Catholic Church, you know what you're going up against. And I was just so happy and grateful that I was in a country where there's no persecution, supposedly religious freedom. But obviously the spirits of darkness are going to arise anywhere where a church rises in authority or is about to rise. And I know that other people who have started charismatic churches have gone through media persecution and so on. I didn't know much about it beforehand, but yeah, that's true.
Now, I'm not trying to get you to speak against Christians, but in general, it seems like you have not really been help much by many of the charismatic leaders in your nation. Why do you think that is the case?
Well, I think everybody likes to be on the safer side, and they like to, of course, they want to win people, and they are afraid if their picture is in the media in the negative way and misrepresented, it will damage them, and in a way it damages, and in a way it's just part of the Bible says we will be persecuted. Mm. So I understand that people want to withdraw from somebody who's persecuted. Mm. We got fantastic support from international ministries, and we got letters. And I even got a letter from a Catholic priest where I spoke in a Catholic church once, and he gave me complete backup about us, and he lost his position for that. But I think the Christians like to be on the safe side. There has been so much persecution of the people who believe in the Holy Spirit for so many decades that they would, I think they like to be in a safe place, like everybody does. And if you are with us in the same boat, it's not safe all the time.
Sirovina, you're a part of an international movement, not just the organization that we are both a part of, International yes. Coalition of Apostolic Leaders, but even wider than that. Mm-hmm. And you have tremendous support from leaders in South America, South Africa, in the U.S., mm-hmm. in Europe, mm-hmm. in your own nation. Mm-hmm. We're seeing these same things around the world, mm-hmm. that we are coming up against some stiff opposition, mm-hmm. and persecution. So I think we're in the same boat, mm-hmm. Since Christ and until now, and it will continue that way. Or what do you say about that?
I agree. I think if we start something powerful in God, we are really naive if we think that nothing will happen, or if we think that if something happens, we've done something wrong. Mm. I'd rather think it's an indication of something's going right, while we have to check ourselves. Is it because we've done something wrong? Yes, it's if we are radical for Christ, the devil is not going to shut up, and also God is going to use the devil to form us and to see what are we made of.
Yeah.
Yes. But many churches and ministries play it so safe that they will not see persecution. They have not seen persecution, and there is a place for them. That's just not the place that's available for us.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, Now, when I've been with you guys the last few days, I've counted a little bit, you know, uh-huh. and probably your figures of your church size are smaller than my figures of mm-hmm. your church size. But I've been observing people who are full fledged in your ministry, some who are definitely a part of it in a broader sense, and it seems like there's like 100-ish. People who are in your church mm-hmm. family, and that's in Germany a significant size. And what do you think about the future in terms of the persecution? Do you think that it will stop your growth, or do you think it will enhance it?
I think it will do both. I think that people who do join the ministry and want to be safe might change their minds and go somewhere else. And I believe that some people, because the presence of God always gets stronger, because the Bible says the Spirit of glory is upon us when we are persecuted. Yeah. And there are people that they are so hungry for the presence of God, they say, I want that more than my comfort. And I think it will do both. And it will make us more public. People will be interested in and check out our website maybe. And I mean, they usually come then already with a critical mindset, and many believe what the media says, like almost like it's a Bible. It's quite amazing. But yeah, if the devil is so interested in stopping us, there must be something. And I believe God is out for growth.
Yeah.
He has a great people in this city, and
seems like you are really in a growing path already.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
After all that you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And now in the Bible, there is a lot about persecution.
Mm-hmm.
The early church yes. was strongly persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just a little bit. And it was often primarily by the religious leaders.
Yes.
That is interesting in view mm-hmm. of what you have been experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you would like to say about that?
Well, obviously the religious leaders are not very pleased with us at this point. And we have tried in different ways to reach out to them, and we just wait for God to open doors in which way we can be in touch with them, because we want to build bridges without compromising, but it's not really easy, because people make their judgments without even speaking to us, without
exactly.
having a look at what we are doing. we have been called a Scientology group by Christians who have never shown up in our meetings. We've been told that we are damaging the kingdom and that we should shut down the ministry by people that we have cordially invited to just come and see and just experience the presence of God. And they are not willing to come and see. They just make that judgment ahead of time. And it's a challenge to try to work together with them. And at the same time, I don't want to judge people who are actually leading others to Christ. So I think when we look through the last centuries, we see that whenever God has brought a new movement, the old movement has persecuted the new. So I'd rather be in the new one and persecuted than being the persecutor of the new one. So I think, I don't know if it will ever change, but it's been like that for the last few centuries,
and
1,000 years.
Continue like that.
Yes, I
surely
think so.
Well, Isa Sirina, I'm honored to be your friend and and have had a great time with your church and ministry and you and your husband and your son these days. And I dare say I fully expect tremendous growth and development for your church and ministry in years to come.
Mm, and we were very, very honored by your presence and by the impartation you brought into our ministry and just by hanging out with us and by the word that you brought on Sunday morning. And I just, everybody has reignited their fire for Christ again.
Amen.
And recommitted. And it's just also a blessing to hang out with somebody who knows what persecution is like. It's not just an exciting story. It's, yeah, I know it, been there, done that, probably go there again.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, it's great to have friends like that.
I love you guys. And
thank you.
Look forward to many, many more times together.
Yes, me too. Us too.
God bless you.
Bless you.